Welcome to Black History Bites by BLEM UK. This week on Black History Bites, we are exploring the history of Saturday schools, including their origins, their impact on communities, and what they look like today. Also referred to as supplementary schools, these schools operated outside of normal school hours, such as in the evenings and on weekends. Although some Saturday schools offered mother tongue language, culture, and even faith-based teaching, they also covered national curriculum subjects, such as maths, English, and science. In the past, they were largely staffed by volunteers. Although supplementary schools in England were first associated with Irish migrants in the late 19th century, since the late 1940s post-war period, migrants from around the world have set up community-led supplementary schools. This was exactly the case for black migrants with origins from Africa and the Caribbean in this time. But why did they feel the need to set up these schools? Many children of West Indian immigrants in the 1960s in Britain were deemed educationally subnormal by their teachers. They were expected to fail, and their teachers placed them in classes for children with lower than average IQ scores, and this to no prospect of taking O-level exams. In addition to this, the racism their children experienced greatly impacted their educational experience. There were disproportionate numbers of West Indian children placed in these classes and labelled as educationally subnormal. So, feeling as though they had no choice but to create safe, dedicated learning spaces for their children, West India parents came together and the supplementary school movement was born. Saturday schools aim to maintain the language, cultural values, and uphold the heritage and traditions of their countries of origin. Outside of this, supplementary schools established by black parents sought to directly address the lack of attainment targets for their children in mainstream education. Since large numbers of their children were deemed educationally subnormal and unlikely to take the O-level exams, they weren't encouraged to achieve or even be ambitious. The schools challenged the inherent racism in mainstream education and also challenged the underachievement that mainstream schools imposed on black students. For the most part, black Saturday schools of this time relied on the contributions of parents, volunteers, and community donations. They took place in churches, vacant classrooms, and any other community spaces that were available to them. Sometimes they even took place in people's homes. In research conducted by sociologist Diane Ray and academic Heidi Safia-Furza, black supplementary schools were found across 15 boroughs in London. They were found in boroughs such as Brent, Lambeth, Lewisham, Hackney and more, boroughs where the African Caribbean population was very high. Here's another interesting fact. Their research also revealed something else. In the 60 black Saturday schools that were explored for their research, they discovered that over 65% of the teachers were women. This was a classic example of black women challenging education in order to defend the interests of their communities. Back then, West Indian communities in Britain decided to take matters into their own hands by creating their own places of learning for their children in order to fill in the gaps that their children were experiencing in mainstream education. Although today, black supplementary schools tend to focus on black studies and teach black history, back then the schools were concerned with teaching core subjects such as numeracy and literacy to its pupils. Let's now dive into the impact that Saturday schools had on its black pupils. Pupils who attended these schools expressed that they understood topics better when they returned to their mainstream classes. In fact, supplementary schools helped to develop positive attitudes towards education within pupils, attitudes which didn't exist before they engaged with them. This was because the schools provided a nurturing environment for people to learn. Pupils were described as being more focused, more attentive, and more confident to speak by answering and asking questions in their classes and even in their wider community. Staff at the schools believed their schools were effective in helping students, especially students who had been excluded or on the verge of exclusion from mainstream education. At Saturday schools, black pupils were encouraged to be ambitious, encouraged to achieve highly, and were pushed to unlock their full potential. As the teachers were also black, the students were able to relate to them and vice versa. Teachers understood the inequalities that black students were likely to face. Pupils were able to finally feel a sense of belonging, having been marginalised and having their culture and background ignored in mainstream education. Saturday schools were, for a lot of black pupils who were children of newly immigrated West Indian parents, an opportunity to have their identities validated. Many black parents saw these schools as essential, as they were welcoming, positive environments where a nurturing approach to education was had. This was an approach that was absent in mainstream education. Black Saturday schools and their origins can teach us a lot about the actions that communities can take to ensure the interests of children are met. They were a lifeline for so many black families, and for a lot of black pupils, they were an environment where they could learn to aspire and achieve. Thank you for listening to Black History Bites. This episode was developed, written and researched by Michelle. Visit blamuk.org to learn more about our organisation and the work we do. And follow us on Instagram and Twitter via our handle @BLAMCharity. Until next time.